Sound baths have become all the rage to increase your health, but what does science say? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elisa Sobo, professor of anthropology at San Diego State University, listens in.
Sound baths seem to be popping up everywhere, especially yoga studios. Providers surround recumbent clients with an ambient soundscape using simple instruments like tuning forks, gongs, chimes, and especially crystal bowls, which emit pure tones when soft mallets circle their rims. Sound baths and their promise of tranquility are a modern, hybrid invention. Providers and receivers in my research often said they work because vibrations clear energy blockages or reset the nervous system. Scientifically, however, their mechanisms remain a mystery. There is mounting evidence of benefits, such as decreased tension, anger, and fatigue, and improved blood pressure and respiratory rate. This is all good. But given the unregulated predatory nature of wellness capitalism, one must choose well. Providers who oversell sound baths as scientifically proven or a cure-all should be avoided. So should those who engage in lots of trauma talk. This both distracts clients from a bath's simple pleasures and fuels a self-fulfilling prophecy, teaching clients to filter experience through a trauma lens, perhaps worsening mental health via what Folks and Andrews call prevalence inflation. Another problem is providers who play too loud, make jarring transitions, forget to pause, or offer songs with lyrics, making meditation hard to maintain. The site's important, too. You must feel safe enough to relax into the soundscape offered. Studios with locking doors help. Outdoor baths can be nice, but concerns over onlookers, noise intrusions, and weather can undermine a sense of sanctuary. So can bright lights and clanging, which counts out most fitness centers. Carefully administered sound baths work, but the effects of even the best don't last. Until we address the social forces driving demand, the market for sound baths will stay booming.
That was Elisa Sobo of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.